Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
In high school, I used to be teased by the jocks. They used to call me olive oil. I was incredibly skinny, and I used to wear my hair pulled back tight in a bun and a ponytail. And I tell you, I never would have thought that I would be struggling with weight issues. But now, once I turned 40, look out. So I am so glad today to have the wonderful Dr. Lori Shemmick. She's the author of Fire Up Your Fat Burn. We're going to be talking about getting rid of that unwanted fat and keeping it off. Hello there, Dr. Lori.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful.
It's so great to have you on. I honestly, if somebody said to me when I was in high school and I was eating peanut butter sandwiches and bananas late at night and trying to gain weight, that I'd someday be like, what's going on with my thighs? I would have told them they were crazy. But now I'm trying to lose some weight, and I need your help just like you out there. So give us some tips and tell
sure.
us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, that's what I do. I have clients, and they're mostly weight loss clients. And so that's my focus, and I love it because I get to see really dramatic changes and big smiles on people's faces. So what you want to do is understand just briefly that weight gain is really, really tied to low-level inflammation. Okay, so we've got different types of inflammation. We all know what the sprained ankle looks like and feels like, right? And that's
yes.
acute inflammation. And we need that. It's a necessary part of our immune system. It's very important. It helps us heal. Without it, we're sitting ducks, really. We wouldn't be around too long. And then we've got something called silent inflammation that we don't necessarily feel, you know, right then and there, but it does rear its ugly head down the road. And then we have something I call fatflammation. And fatflammation is specifically tied to low-level inflammation and weight gain because we have fat cells throughout our body, and particularly in our midsection, we have these fat cells that like to spew out inflammatory molecules. And when that happens, it slows down our metabolism, and we put on weight, and then we put out more of these inflammatory molecules, putting on more weight, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So instead of just having one health condition resulting from this low-level type of inflammation, such as heart disease, you'll have a cluster of them down the road, possibly diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure all at the same time. And that's why this is very important to know.
Yeah, it sounds like we need to yeah. lower our inflammation. So what are some ways
right.
to do that?
So what you want to do, the very first thing I tell people to do is to reduce their carbohydrate intake, especially here in the United States, because we have something what we call the SAD diet, the standard American diet, which is, you know, for the most part, most everybody is engaging in this type of eating, these eating choices. So we have 68% of our population is overweight. And the part of the reason is because they're ingesting too much sugar, for one, and too many carbohydrates, even too many of the healthy carbohydrates. And what happens is when you do that, you spike your blood sugar super high, and then it drops super fast. And it's much like throwing a ball high up into the air and watching it fall rapidly to the ground. And that's inflammation in action right there. And another thing you're doing, you're triggering the hormone insulin. And insulin is not just about diabetes. It also is equated to optimal health. So when you are triggering insulin, you're doing it excessively, which most Americans are. That means that insulin's storing all that sugar that's circulating in your body, which carbohydrates do turn into sugar in the body, glucose, and it stores it in the cells, okay, for energy at a later time. But what happens is insulin, which is like a little Pac-Man, likes to gobble up that sugar and store it. It's always knocking on the cell's door saying, let me in. But the cell becomes really irritated with this constant knocking and then eventually ignores insulin's knocks, okay? So insulin just turns around, goes away, and continues to circulate, and so does the sugar in your body. And, you know, it doesn't only like to keep store the fat there. It's just more of a inflammatory reaction, really, in the end.
I see. So you need to cut out the sugar or cut down as much as you
can.
And the carbohydrates. Avoid it, yes. I cut out sugar about 7 weeks ago, and I feel really good. I did lose some weight. And I just feel so much better. I tend to eat a paleo diet, except I do like my quinoa and my beans. So I guess I'm not real paleos are going, okay, that doesn't sound very paleo. But what do you think of that, where you've got the grass-fed meat, the vegetables, you know, little whole grains, just a little bit here and there, lots of fruits and vegetables?
I actually used to recommend grains, okay? But we now know grains create that surge of insulin again. So here I go, right, with the same old,
same old.
And so it's very important to, you know, if they're still healthy in moderation, there are healthier types of, say, wheat, if you're not sensitive to wheat, that you can opt for. There's a grain variety out there called einkorn, and it doesn't have the effect. It's the traditional wheat that we used to eat back in the pioneer days, back in grandma days, you know, even before that, actually, before, you know, industrialization came along and changed everything about the way we eat and the way we process our food. So, yeah, sugar's one. Carbohydrates, reduce them, okay? The next one you want to look at is water. Most people are mildly dehydrated and don't even know it. So that's another
important. Are there signs?
Yes.
Dr. Lori, that you can tell?
Yes. If you are feeling tired all the time, you're always tired throughout the day, your joints ache, you're gaining weight, you're hungry, your skin is dry, there are a lot of telltale signs that you are mildly dehydrated. Have you ever gone to the cupboard or the pantry or the refrigerator and opened it up and stood there and said, what do I want to eat? I know I want something. I just don't know what it is. You know, that's a sign you're mildly dehydrated, probably, because the brain confuses thirst with hunger. And it's very common. The majority of Americans are walking around mildly dehydrated, and they don't even know it. So weight gain ensues due to mild dehydration, because cellular function slows down when our cells are not optimally hydrated. And that means so does your metabolism.
Oh, that makes sense. So I'm guessing in Fire Up Your Fat Burn, you're addressing these issues of cutting out the sugar and lowering the carbs, or cutting them out if you can, drinking more water. I'm assuming exercise plays into this equation?
Yes, exercise is very important. But I have to say that nutrition is 80% of your weight loss, okay? Very important to note. Exercise is important as well. It's critical. It's that 20%. And there's a form of exercise called high-intensity interval training. Now, don't let this scare you off if you're not used to exercising, because you can always work up to what I'm going to tell you to do. And a good example is of high-intensity interval training is to warm up for 3 minutes, okay? Now, I want your audience to know that it only takes 12 to 15 minutes. And so what you want to do is go all out for 30 seconds. You want to go back to a slow to moderate pace for 90 seconds and do that 8 times, and you're good to go, 3 to 4 times a week.
Dr. Lori, this information is so great. I definitely want to have you back on Naturally Savvy. How do we learn more about you?
Well, my website is DLSHealthWorks.com.
Terrific. Thank you so much. You can check us out at Radio MD to learn more. Thank you so much for listening to Naturally Savvy. Stay well.